If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Welcome to another episode of the Nintendo PowerCast. I'm your host, N64 Josh, for this Nintendo News Minute. Now, we are doing these live, and I'm thinking we're going to shoot for around 9 to 9:30, and then we're going to do NPC live following those. So we'll see you guys at least twice a day for some live shows, and I'm really, really excited to be hanging with you. It is a very exciting morning because, well, a Nintendo Direct has been announced. The hype is real, right? Everybody's excited. There's so many different leaks and different pieces of news coming out about this thing. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the leaks potentially, but we're going to jump right in with some Pikmin 4 news. Okay, which we're going to be getting more Pikmin 4 news tomorrow, of course. They even mentioned it in the tweet. I imagine from Nintendo, we're going to be seeing plenty of Pikmin 4, plenty of everybody 1-2 Switch, and then there's some more things we're going to be discussing as well. We'll get further down the list of news articles here and kind of discuss. But first up, from Nintendo Life, says Pikmin 4 download cards appear in Japan, showing split screen, new treasures, and more. It also is apparently built in the Unreal Engine. Now, one thing to note about the Unreal Engine is that it is an engine that is very scalable. Think Fortnite, how it's able to run on the Switch. Think Rocket League, right? And you can move the slider and then, you know, graphics improve, performance improves, you know, however, Unreal's very, very known for that. And because of what we're going to be talking about in the next section, I think it's important because I think a number of these games may also be heading to Nintendo's next system. But Let's talk about Pikmin 4, shall we? It says in the article here, it looks like the download cards for Pikmin 4 have started to emerge in Japan, decorated with screenshots that point to some new features in the game. This was posted by Tokyo Game Life, and the new screenshots reveal that two-player split screen will be making return in the upcoming title. And the article says, you know, fingers crossed for online capabilities. Yes. To be able to play this online with some friends, a couple, you know, to explore together, that would be great. Now, looking at the card here, I don't know that it's not showing that at the moment, but it does say something about Nintendo Switch Online right underneath it. So, like the article says, fingers crossed that we are going to see online for Pikmin 4. I'm really, really hoping. Continuing on here, it says, and player 2 will also be able to play a support role to player 1 as a shooter. We imagine they will control the Pikmin while you control the Space Explorer. There's also a first look at the character inside a house. Is Otachi allowed on the sofa? And new items like fidget spinners and beach balls. You can check out the snaps below. So taking a look at some of the pictures here, we can see the card and showcasing a handful of the Pikmin. And let's see. It says the Pikmin 4 download cards are now in Japan. And these screenshots, I don't recognize them. Then it says a higher quality scan of the top part. New info, split screen multiplayer. Player 2 can support player by shooting with a reticle. You can now enter a house and new treasures like fidget spinners, origami, and beach balls. And it's kind of just showing some of the different screenshots here. Showcasing a few of the different Pikmin. Looks like they're riding on that dog. Continuing on with the article here, it says, if you take a closer look at the first image, you'll spot the confirmation that the game is built in the Unreal Engine. You can see, I don't know if you guys can see my mouse, but you can see that it does have the Unreal Engine branding right there. There is only the second, this is only the second Nintendo game to use the engine and the first title that has been utilized in-house. Goodfeel previously used it on Yoshi's Crafted World. So there you go. I did not realize that. We are just 1 month away, basically, from the game's release on July 21st, and we can't help but feel we are still in the dark. Yes, there was the reveal of Ice Pikmin and Otachi back in the February Direct, and then we got a small look at the character customization options in a trailer earlier this month, but surely we'll get a better look at the game sometime before the release date, right? Well, this article was written before the Direct was announced this morning, and that Direct is tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., and I will be reacting live, so if you want to come hang out on Twitch, YouTube, or TikTok, we will be live reacting to the Direct. So, great to see more from Pikmin 4. Honestly, the closer we get to this game, the little more excited I'm getting about it. If there is an opportunity or a chance for us to get online multiplayer, that would be absolutely fantastic. And, fingers crossed that can be the case. I'm going to click on these pictures, see if we can blow them up a little bit and see what else we can glean from them, if anything here. Let's see. So looks like we're seeing some Ice Pikmin. We're seeing a few of the leather levels, like they were saying, inside the house. Looks like some more like snow levels. There's the beach ball they were talking about. And just a handful of other items. And of course, the showcasing of the two player where one person is just using a reticle to shoot. So pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff, and we're going to obviously learn much more tomorrow. So just before going live, Crawler threw this in our Discord and said, with a comment, new console coming. Well, let's take a look here. So this is from Video Games Chronicle, and it says Ubisoft says it should have held Mario plus Rabbids sequel for Nintendo's next console. They say it underperformed because it was released too early, according to the CEO. I don't know how to say his name. I'm not even going to try. But so it says Ubisoft CEO has said the publisher failed to heed Nintendo's advice by releasing Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope too soon. So it sounds like Nintendo may have recommended they don't release on the Switch. In an interview with GameIndustry.biz, Guillemot said Nintendo had advised the company that it would be beneficial to release the sequel on Switch's successor. So in 2017, Switch exclusive Mario plus Rabbids Kingdom Battle reached over 7.5 million players, according to Ubisoft's Milan creative director, David Solani. So I think that's how you say it. But despite strong reviews and a 5-year wait for its sequel, Sparks of Hope disappointed commercially following its release last October. Despite excellent ratings and players' reception, as well as an ambitious marketing plan, we were surprised by Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope underperformance in the final weeks of 2022 and early January, Ubisoft said earlier this year. While Guillemot said the market is suffering a little bit from with the inflation situation, he told GI.biz the company should have been more patient with Sparks of Hope release. I think it was a different issue. I think it was a different issue with Mario, he said. We had already released the Mario Rabbids game on Switch, so by doing another, we had two similar experiences on one machine. On Nintendo, games like this never die. There are 25 Mario games on Switch. Nintendo has advised that it's better to do one iteration on each machine. We were a bit too early. We should have waited for the next console. He added, because you could play a great game, and we think it will last for 10 years because we will update it for the new machine that will come in the future. Nintendo doesn't generally release two entries in one Mario series on the same console. For example, it usually has one Mario Kart or 3D Mario game per system. Although we know that not to be the case with like Galaxy. There were two of those on the Wii, and both were highly successful. In May, Nintendo reported a slowdown in Switch console sales, but suggested no new hardware will launch before April 2024. Following its sales update, Nikkei Asia claimed to have been informed by sources close to Nintendo that work on the company's next console appears to be going smoothly. Development seems to be progressing well, they said, but a product launch will not happen before next spring at the earliest. So,
why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
You know, that new Switch probably would have benefited from from Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope waiting. It sounds like there's a good chance it would have also improved sales here, but all is not lost. They can take both those games, do a bundle, maybe up-res some of the graphics, pending that the new Nintendo console is much obviously it's gonna have more horsepower, and add some content to both of them. I think they could still make up some of those sales by hitting early on the next Nintendo console, which we're assuming will be around springtime next year. Will it be before or after this fiscal year ends? That's really the question that I have. And I think we'll have a better understanding of how to answer that question after tomorrow's direct. And let's talk about this upcoming direct. So a leaker claims, again, this is now to everybody, get your grain of salt. Okay. Maybe a tablespoon of salt, because leaker claims next 2D Mario game won't feature new in the title. This is good news to me. I think the new games are fine. They've never felt like Nintendo's best. I'll say that. Albeit they're fine Mario games, I think they're somewhat lacking, right? Especially like the Wii U was the best iteration. New Super Mario Bros. U was by far the best in the series. But it just kind of, everything looked a little bit just too plastic for me. And I think my hope is that they really bring some more life into some 2D Mario. So we're looking at MyNintendoNews.com, and it says the Twitter leaker who claimed that the new 2D Mario game will be showcased at the Rumor Direct this week has informed followers that the game thankfully won't feature the word new in the title. The last mainline 2D Mario game was New Super Mario Bros. U, originally launched on the Wii U in 2012, and it was re-released on the Nintendo Switch in 2019 as New Super Mario Bros. U Deluxe. Nintendo has yet to confirm, this article, when the next direct presentation is, but we know it's coming. This at Pyoro underscore ND has been accurate. The majority of their leaks this week, and from the Sonic game, as well as everybody 1-2 Switch. So it's looking very likely that we are going to be seeing a new 2D Mario Brothers game at this direct. So there's a number of other, we're just going to continue on this list here. So apparently this is old. This is from January. I mean, we're just having a little bit of fun here going down the list. Everybody's still got their grain of salt, right? So this is an older article, but it says leaker state 2D Metroid and traditional paper. Oh, wait a minute. That's so old. Never mind. That's not even from last year or this year. That's way too old. So let's see. They're just related articles. I thought they were more updated than this. Let's see. This is from January 2023, though. And it says, okay, the Spanish Twitter user who apparently leaked Metroid Dread for the Nintendo Switch before it was officially announced by Nintendo has said on the popular social network that the developer Mercury Steam is beavering away at a 2D Metroid game, which the person says is currently scheduled as a 2025 release. Spanish video game studio Mercury System was behind the critically acclaimed Nintendo Switch game, and it would make sense for Nintendo to continue with Mercury Steam's involvement with the beloved franchise after the critical and commercial success of Metroid Dread. So that would be fantastic. Is there a chance we see this 2 years out? I mean, potentially, maybe, you know, we saw Tears of the Kingdom like quite a few years before its release. So there's a chance, but Nintendo did state with the direct tomorrow that it's mostly games coming out this year. So, and we can take a look exactly what they said here. It says, tune in on June 21st at 7 a.m. Pacific for a Nintendo Direct live stream featuring roughly 40 minutes of information focused mainly on Nintendo Switch titles launching this year, including new details on Pikmin 4. Information focused mainly, right? They keep that verbiage in there so that they can still sprinkle in some things that aren't coming soon. What does that mean? What, you know, if anybody's in chat, you guys can let me know, what do you think we see from Nintendo that doesn't come out within this, with launching later this year. My gut feeling is that we could see a teaser, another teaser for Metroid Prime 4. Maybe a little more CG, maybe seeing what Samus's costume is going to look like, what her suit's going to look like. I think there's the potential for that. I think there's going to be a very real possibility that we see somewhat of a roadmap for Tears of the Kingdom DLC that would go into the into next year as well. So there's definitely a few things that you know they're gonna take us a little beyond the holiday. But if there's the potential of that new system, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be interesting. So we'll find out tomorrow, and I can't wait. I cannot wait because I know, I mean, just watching the Discord, watching Twitter, I know everybody is excited for another Direct. So we got a little more information, talking more Mario plus Rabbids Sparks of Hope. The last Spark Hunter story details have surfaced. And here's a full rundown. We're on Nintendo Life, but they grabbed this from Nintendo Everything. And so here we go. This is from Ubisoft as well. It says, as they're approaching Cursa's stronghold, Mario and his friends detect an intriguing signal from the Melodic Gardens, an enchanting musical planet galaxy famous for its harmonious biophonies produced by a beautiful alien-like nature. Suspecting a new darkness invasion, the heroes change their course only to find themselves trapped on a silenced planet. Explore the Melodic Gardens and investigate to find the origins of this threat looking over this place that was once vibrant with music. Meet the planet's wild inhabitants, explore the musical jungle and the mysterious ruins scattered around this new biome, and sail through the vast sea and sparkling lakes on your newfound boat, but tread carefully as new enemies await you on this dangerous path. Golems and field breakers roam the planet and will provide new tactical challenges even to the most experienced. Saving the Melodic Gardens will ask you to face Kanya, the last Spark Hunter. This highly dangerous and techie villain will stop at nothing to accomplish her nefarious plan. Be aware, stopping her won't be easy, as she is created by the all-powerful, never-before-seen weapon, the Mecha King Babam. So, and as you can see from the photo here, if you're only listening, obviously you can't see it, but there is a really, really cool Mecha Babam rabbit. You can see the ears behind the crown, which I think is great. Here's my thing with this game, and I would need to jump into it, but I would have been much more drawn to this game if they leaned far less into the Rabbids, which I do not care about at all. And I'm fairly certain of most Mario fans probably don't care all that much about Rabbids. In fact, I'm not even sure who cares about Rabbids, but if there had been more of a focus on like Bowser and the Koopa Kids and leaning more into that, especially in the marketing material, where it felt more made for Mario fans and less with the Rabbids. Because when I see this stuff, unfortunately for me, I kind of check out, because I'm just like, I don't like, these are the Rabbids were like throwaway characters for me. They're kind of like minions. They're not something that really draw me in personally. But if we had seen more, anytime there's like Koopa Kids, Bowser Jr., you know, some of the traditional Mario enemies, but with a new spin on them, you know, if we had seen each of the Koopa Kids in their own like mecha version of themselves, and that was who we were going after, maybe they had gone crazy. You know, Bowser could still play on the team, but he's trying to stop them essentially teaming up with Mario because they've gone so crazy. You know how the different storylines go. There's only so many of them out there, but that kind of stuff would have really drawn me in more to this. The Rabbids, unfortunately, are they deter me from wanting to play this, albeit like beautiful. I think Ubisoft has done a fantastic job here, and I understand that they want to get their Rabbids brand more out there, but I think having the opportunity to work with Nintendo's IP and making it even more about Mario and less about the Rabbids, to me, I think it would have been a much bigger win. But I don't know. You guys can let me know. Let me know in the Discord. Tweet at me at N64Josh. I'm curious your thoughts. Lastly, jumping in to more leaks. Nintendo Direct leaker says to expect Detective Pikachu in the upcoming Direct. Okay. So there's not a whole lot to the tweet other than good morning. And then we see Detective Pikachu. So Detective Pikachu was announced for the Nintendo Switch in 2019 and since then we have heard next to nothing about the game. The Twitter leaker who said to expect a Nintendo Direct this week along with a 2D Mario game and a remake of a classic Super Nintendo game has teased that Detective Pikachu fans should expect some news regarding the franchise during tomorrow's Nintendo Direct presentation. So hopefully we're still surprised by something at this point, because there's been so many leaks about this thing and they've been accurate thus far. I'm here for it. I'm not, you know, I'm very, very excited to hear that there's a chance that there's a new 2D Mario. I think Detective Pikachu, although I have not spent any time with it, I think it's a series that people kind of love. And so that's fantastic news. Pokemon always has a good pull for the Switch. This Direct really needs to knock things out of the park, right? Like I really want to see Nintendo take the top spot when it comes to their game announcements for this, what I'll call the gaming holiday season, right? We got the PlayStation did their announcements. Xbox came out of their corner just swinging. And I want to see something no less from Nintendo. Now, the cast of NPC will be getting together tonight to talk about predictions and what we think is going to happen. I already know Johnny's of the mind. He's like, he put it in our Discord. He's like, Nintendo's holding games back. And there's probably no question to that. If they've got a new system coming out, they're going to be holding some things back, waiting for another strong launch. The Switch launched so strongly because of how much first party games there were. And so this Direct, it's going to go one of two ways in my mind. It's either going to be like just a 1-2 punch and Nintendo's going to absolutely knock it out of the park, or there's going to be a little more reliance on DLC, maybe some stuff like Detective Pikachu, one, you know, the big Mario game, the remake, which we can only assume is going to, like, my assumption is going to be Chrono Trigger or Super Mario RPG, but there is a chance that it could be Earthbound as well. We never know, right? There is a chance that could be on that list. And that's just really the direction I'm thinking. But who knows? We could also see a remake of Donkey Kong Country. That could be something that we're seeing. There could be a remake of Super Metroid. I saw some people in chat yesterday talking about how they hope it's a Link to the Past. That could be the case too. I don't know that they would market another Zelda game this close to Tears of the Kingdom and with DLC coming out. So it's going to be fun to learn what that game is tomorrow. And we're going to be talking about it at length on the show tonight and also on NPC Live with all the chat. So if you are here with me live, guys, I'm going to be back in about 15 minutes or so. We're going to do NPC Live. I want to hear from you guys. We're going to talk about what is it going to take for Nintendo to take the top spot with game announcements this year after everything. Well, PlayStation kind of fell a little bit short and Xbox came out strong with a potential game of the year contender with Starfield. So what does Nintendo have to do? Well, that is going to be our topic of discussion in NPC Live. So thank you guys so much for listening, being here with me live. If you're listening after the fact, you guys are absolutely amazing. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you, and we will see you in the next one. Bye, everybody.